So far, everything's been going fantastically, and we've had a couple of days of production, which so far has been really very amusing and very entertaining.
In what way are you like to tell? Well,
there's a bit of dancing involved, and it doesn't just involve proper dancers, but the singer's also doing some movement as well. I think it's going to be very entertaining.
How does that work for you as well? Obviously, you're used to conducting, having an orchestra in front of you, and having singers on stage. But does the dance element kind of add any sort of little special tricks for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think any conductor of ballet or dance would tell you that it has to be a sort of collaborative process. It's not just the conductor and the singer. It's the conductor, the singer, and the dancers. So it's been great working with Callie, the director, that we've kind of sat down beforehand, and I said, well, you know, this is how Vile wants the music, this is my vision for it, how does that fit in with how you're going to choreograph things? So we've kind of come up with a collaborative process, which has been really very fulfilling, I think.
Have you ever had that anxiety as well, like just before you come into production? Obviously everyone's rehearsing on their own for so long, and then there's always that moment of when you all meet and that kind of dynamic and how that works. Does that have a little tension?
Yeah, oh, well, there's this kind of an excitement. You never quite know what people are going to bring into the room. And then there's always those first couple of days where you suss people out and what other people are wanting to bring to the show as well. And then, of course, well, we're very lucky here, actually. I think everything's slotting into place very comfortably and very enjoyably at the same time.
And in terms of obviously the venue as well, might have a bit of an impact on how you kind of handle things, because there's not really an orchestra pit. It's going to be arranged in a slightly more freestanding way. How's that going to kind of impact on what you're doing?
Well, it's a challenge to be performing opera in venues which aren't set up as opera houses is a massive challenge. And what it means for me and the orchestra is that when the singers are singing, we have to be really, really, really particular about dynamic levels and, you know, playing with that same passion and enthusiasm, but really keeping it down. And of course, the great thing about this piece is there are lots of symphonic sections of the music where we can let it rip, so to speak. But yeah, when the singers are singing, that's for us to keep it down. And of course, diction, I think, in venues like this is really crucial as well.
And we kind of talked a bit about the orchestra, and you're going to have to work on them a little bit, because the styles of the music that is kind of contained within this opera, it's a bit of jazz, a bit of barbershop, a bit of everything. How do you kind of convert musicians who are used to playing maybe something more like Verdi into Vile?
It will be fun, I think. I think the barbershop elements are all actually within the four-part male quartet, who are the family. So we can work on that in a vocal sense, and that doesn't really affect the orchestra so much. But there are two things that we need to bring to the orchestral playing, and that is this slight inflection of jazz, a sort of flexibility and rhythm of their lines, although not too much, because actually this piece was written in 1933. Vile had just come to Paris. His style of writing at the time wasn't actually massively jazzy. It was much more influenced, I think, by the music of Vienna and that. So we hear a lot of Viennese waltz in this.